But one of the things that have been talked about by EIB and was pointed to in its statement as to why it has done what it's done or what will replace it or what alternative will be available is our post office network. Continuing on from an arrangement that's in place for many years now, you can access some EIB services in your local post office branch, and they're suggesting that cash services can be accessed there. With me in the line to talk about this from his perspective and his organisation's perspective is Ned O'Hara, General Secretary of the Irish Postmasters Union. Ned, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Hope everything's well down there before next Sunday.
All good. We're all getting a bit nervous now, good. But that's normal on a Thursday before Northern Ireland Sunday. Ned, look, what's your response, first of all, to what's been done? And can you outline for us, I suppose, the Postmasters Union's position on what's... Is this an opportunity for your members, or what way do you see it?
I think I see it in different ways, Gerry. Number one, nobody can empathise more with their customers and bank staff as postmasters can, because like the post office network has shrunk from about 2,400 offices 30 years ago to about 900 now. So we can empathise. We know what happens. We've been beating the drum that services need, our communities need services, and we have been providing banking services, limited banking services for AIB for the last 15 years. And so we are experienced in providing the service. Now, the arrangement we had with AIB was that we were only providing services where they had closed down branches, but this is a more extensive service. We've been crying out for new services, and we have to welcome it in relation to providing new services, because ultimately it makes the post office network more sustainable over the coming years. And like, nobody can foresee what's going to happen after 3 or 4 years, but for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, we would expect that the post office network, given that the government has recently decided to support it with state aid, should be viable until 2025, 2026, 2027. But in relation to banking services, we got our own post was won the Bank of Ireland contract last year, when Bank of Ireland were again reducing or rationalising their network. And again, we welcome that. But behind it all, banks are commercial enterprises. And I think that's what's driving the world, I suppose. And I don't really want to get into a theological discussion or in relation to how the whole world has become commercial. Other than when we were examining the post office network, we'd say 5 or 6 years ago at Bobby Kerr, we looked at providing ATMs in post offices. We realised that the cash services are only going to be available office hours. But ATMs are cost prohibitive for postmasters, and the cost prohibitive for investment unless somebody foots the bill in relation to them. And again, ATMs are robots. We all like automated services. We all like our cash available at whatever time we want. So, like, mixed views on it. Like, we empathise with the customers who will be discommoded. We would hope to replace the services in as much as we can, and we're experienced in doing that. We're prepared to adjust ourselves, train ourselves, make arrangements with local businesses so that we can, so if local business wants to make arrangement to come at a specific time to the post office, let them make the arrangement with the local postmaster. We're adaptable, we're amenable to the new business, and we want to accommodate customers. And more than anything else, we want the opportunity to secure services in local communities for the people who live in local communities.
Yeah, and that's important, it is important. The on Post themselves, in a statement they released yesterday, talked about its 20-year relationship with AIB. Building on that, they've said, we continue our transformation involving the renewal and development of the post office network, expansion of new services around 4 key growth pillars: community banking for all, diversifying and growing financial service products for customers and SMEs through on Post money, travel money, partnership with AIB and Bank of Ireland, e-commerce enablement, making online shopping easier with parcel and mail services, one-stop shop for government services, expanded range of local and central government services, making it easier for citizens to interact with the state, and other new services and expanding the range of services we provide, such as LEAP, card top-ups, Green Hub and gifting. Now, that's all fine, but that doesn't really, I suppose, outline the key area of business banking. And if you walk into your AIB this week, the services you get... If you walk into your local post office on the 1st of October, would you be getting exactly the same service?
Exactly the same service is a head of a pin argument, Gerry, if you like, right? But we will be providing the same cash lodgement services as banks were. We will not be doing loan applications. We will not be able to advise people in relation to banking, their own banking arrangements. They will have to do that directly with their bank. But in relation to the transactions, yes, we'll be doing the transactions, and we have been doing transactions for AIB and for Bank of Ireland for the last 15 or 20 years. So, like, the issues that would, the day-to-day issues, a lot of what you read out there from Unpus is business or commercial or advertising jargon, if you like. And for ordinary people, people will go to the post office. The people who will have cash lodgements are generally people who trade in cash. Now, we all know, so pubs, restaurants, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of those transactions are done card-wise anyway. But those business people who want to lodge their cash would have made some arrangements with the bank in relation to the supply of coin, for instance, or in relation to the supply of change. The same arrangement will be available in post office.
It will.
If they want to make arrangements in relation to the time of their lodgement, if they're concerned about
security,
they can make an arrangement with the postmaster to come at a specific time. Like, they can come at downtimes. We're not busy all the time. Like, that's part of the reason that the network is in trouble. So they should talk to their local postmaster and make an arrangement that suits both parties. We're agreeable and amenable to that, and that works well on the ground. And one of the things I would say in relation to the post office network, and I heard all the stuff that you allowed from on post, and as I said, there's a lot of commercial business or advertising jargon out. But what we would be looking for is everybody, and I include myself in this, just to use the post office for one transaction more or two transactions more. I often use the example, my hometown is Granard in Longford, and I asked the postmaster there, Pádraig McNamara, how many people buy a television license off him in a year, and he said about 300. But there's about 1,500 houses in Granard. So, like, even if people even made the decision to walk, I know everybody wants to do everything online, and I did something. Yeah, I did my own driving license online recently. I did it in about 3 seconds or 3 minutes. And I know it's very hard. But what we would ask, if people want to see services locally, they're going to have to support the post office or the service providers locally, whether that's a fish shop, whether it's your local shop. If we don't support them, they'll be gone. And I know that I've read the arguments that banks have been discouraging customers from using banks, and that they'll reach in. Nobody is using the banks, but we all like the convenience of technology. But if we want services locally, we're going to have to use them.
You mentioned the ATMs there. That's the big one for a lot of people in terms of the ATMs also being taken out, which means in certain places you won't have an ATM available now as a result of, or maybe only one ATM, which may run out of money in a busy weekend after 9 o'clock at night when the shops close. The other issue is the night safe. If someone is finishing up at night, a late pub, wants to deposit its money, like, is that, and you made the argument already in the situation ATMs, but will it be available for that time?
There won't be night safes available in post office. Well, not that I'm aware of, Jerry. Sure. And I suppose that's one gap. But in relation to organising the time, ATMs, when we looked at them, are not profit making, and that's why banks don't provide them. So, like, we would all have noticed that ATMs have gone to some, I don't know, some foreign company when it asks you different questions and you go to use it, but they're not commercially viable. And that's why banks at the end of the day are commercial enterprises, and they report to shareholders, whether the shareholder is the government or whether it's the stock market. But ATMs are not profit making, and that's why they're not there. And if the government wants to put ATMs, and we looked at putting one outside every post office, it was cost prohibitive for us.
Yeah.
But it requires investment. And behind all of that is everybody's tapping. You're talking about, I'm at the Crow Park with my two sons last year, and neither of them had cash. Like, we wanted to get a drink at the bar. They pay.
They tapped their cards.
They tapped their cards.
Yeah.
And Dalvery Shane, people, they don't use ATMs.
No.
You know,
no,
so, like, so but the
issue is then you're talking about the way things are working. There's another argument about how handy it is and how that will impact individual businesses, but that's more of an issue for government in terms of the move to cashless. But for example, you mentioned the coinage situation there. Will Unpost provide for provision of coinage and extend opening hours, for example, and will the postmasters get paid from date of implementation? Like, so postmasters are self-employed contractors. Will all that be ironed out before the 1st of October?
Yes, well, there won't be any more extended hours than we currently have. We're currently 46 and a half hours a week, 46 and a half hours, 5.5 days a week. We won't be extending hours beyond that. The other question you asked me in relation to coin, and like, we were worried when the Bank of Ireland came in last year, we were worried about the demand for coin, but experience hasn't shown that there is that big a demand for coin out there, Jerry. Back to the tapping arrangement, most people are doing tap, and if people want to organise coin, that can be organised by ordinance If you want coin in the bank, you have to order it. If you want coin in the post office, you have to order it.
Yeah.
But there isn't the demand. Even our fears weren't realised in relation to the demand.
In Bank of Ireland. Okay. But this is bigger, and this is 70 branches across the country, and it's cash going. So let me ask you this finally, Ned. One of the issues raised is you're talking about if you want to go to your local bank. No. The banks will stay open for the time being in those 70 locations, although you would wonder what will happen in the future to those banks if this is the way the direction AIB seems to be going in and it is. But if you're a business banker or you're an SME, you're going into your local post office, which may itself have reduced and probably is co-located in many of these. You might only have two people on the desk. You're queuing up with social welfare recipients, people going for their pension, someone looking for a stamp, someone to get a parcel, and you're going in to do your private business banking with cash. Is that going to work? Is that going to be an issue?
I think that should be by arrangement, Jerry. Like, I understand that if I was going to the post office, I wouldn't go on a Friday morning when it's going to be queued up.
And you're in a shop as well, where people are doing their shopping, going for their pint of milk. It's a different experience, is my point.
Okay, I'm going to make a different point in relation. There are 900 post offices around the country. If the one beside you doesn't suit you, there's one less than 15 kilometres up the road. So, for instance, we have enough post offices out there, I think, to accommodate people. And I think in relation to doing business banking, that can be arranged locally with the local postmaster. He's probably a member. He's probably a customer of the bank anyway. He probably knows most of the people in the town. Like, he's a local business person. So I think that will work itself out on the ground, Jerry. And I know people will say this, that and the other, but people like regularity in relation to the arrangement. And if I'm making regular lodgements, and I know myself from working in post offices that people that bring cash like to have an arrangement where they can come in and do their business at a quiet time, and unfortunately we have lots of quiet times in the post office.
Right, okay, and there's one other limit. Is 50,000 is the limit for somebody lodging cash from a business, isn't that right?
I don't know. Right? I don't. That is not the
That's
case.
That's what AIB have said anyway yesterday. Said it's 50,000 euros is the limit
in cash. Sorry. I am not aware of that. Like, we take more than that from Bank of Ireland. We take more than that.
Okay. All right. Well, that one says starts it out. Okay, Ned. Listen. Look. Thanks very much for giving us your view on that and talking us through how your members feel they'll probably be able to deal with this. And no doubt you'll find out what happens in real time from the 1st of October. But thanks for talking to us in the program this morning.
And best of luck on Sunday, Jerry.
Great stuff. Thanks a million. We'll take all the luck we get on Sunday, Ned. Thanks a million. Ned O'Hara there, General Secretary of the Irish Postmasters Union, speaking about how their members are feeling about this announcement.